It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Was Texas A&M put in their place? Boy, this is a tough week. Tough week for the Aggie faithful in College Station and across the state. So we had talked about on Monday how the Maryland job obviously came up because Kevin Willard left Maryland and went to Villanova. And two of the names that were thrown out there were Porter Moser at Oklahoma and Buzz Williams at A&M. And the MO on Buzz is, he stays a place 5 years. He was in Marquette for 5 years, Virginia Tech for 5 years, College Station for 5 years. He's a grinder, man. He kind of grinds on people. But he's also from here, right? He's from just, you know, up north by the Red River. So, like, he's kind of home. He was at A&M before. So, people weren't entirely sure what he was going to do. But he was the front runner for the Maryland job. And he wound up taking it. He took the Maryland job, which, you know, is it a better job than the A&M job? I mean, that depends on what their NIL money is like for basketball. Obviously, the Maryland NIL budget isn't great, because otherwise Kevin Willard wouldn't have left Villanova.
Pay and obey.
Right?
But Sean wouldn't have left for Kansas City.
Right. But people are speculating that some SEC coaches are worried about the revenue sharing situation that's about to come to college athletics and how much of that is going to be impacted by football. Because make no mistake about it, like, as much as I love college basketball, we all recognize the SEC is run by college football. I mean, all of college athletics are run by college football. But, you know, if you have a $50 million NIL budget and now you have to revenue share with all the programs, how is that going to be impacted by your individual budget?
Yeah.
So a school like UConn doesn't really care about their football team. You know, they'll throw $25 million at an NIL budget, and
well,
so
this
will Duke.
Is the North Carolina angst, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, at the end of the day, like, people would think, North Carolina doesn't care as much about football, but then in the end they did. They threw more money at the football team as soon as Belichick got there. Yeah. So you're still just, you know, a move away from that impacting you at Maryland or anywhere else.
So Buzz leaves. So what does A&M do? And the only way that we thought they could salvage this was go get Chris Beard. And you had mentioned this, that you had somebody text you and say, hey, they were going to be, you know, they're going to go hard after Chris Beard.
I think it was Tolo Chris. Chris Navarre.
Chris Navarre, Chris Beard. I mean, all the Chris's stick together.
That's right.
So they went after him. Mm-hmm. And he said no. He is staying at Ole Miss. He got a raise, and he got a bigger NIL budget. And now you're looking at, you know, so now they're going to look at Brad Underwood, who's at Illinois. He was at Stephen F. Austin. Remember, he had that nice little run at Stephen F. Austin. He went to Oklahoma State, right? Good coach. Got a Texas tie. They're going to look at Grant McCaslin at Texas Tech, see if he'll move out of there. They're going to look at Fred Hoiberg at Nebraska. And they're also going to look at Porter Moser at Oklahoma, according to everything that I have read. So this is going to continue with A&M, where they go. Because this is look, they got a lot of money. They've got a lot of money to spend, but it's a competitive conference.
Which program do you just think of as better between Maryland and the Aggies?
I think Maryland has A&M has a better recruiting base.
Okay.
You know what? I shouldn't even say that because Baltimore's DC. Really, really good. Baltimore, D.C. area is really good, and they got a lot of the prep schools there. I think Maryland might be, but I guess with the money, I don't know what their money is like. You know, I don't know. Kevin Willard left for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, he went
stabbed
to Villanova.
Stabbed us in the back. Yeah. It's a crab claw.
Is Ole Miss better than A&M?
No.
Is that a better job?
I would not think so. They don't have, I always wondered how Ole Miss was going to be a viable player with NIL because they don't have, who's the businesses that live in Mississippi?
To be fair, the laws on repeat domestic violence offenders are a little more lax in Mississippi than Texas, so that might have been part of what Chris Beard was looking at there.
Man, you drew that up with time saved.
So on a completely unrelated note, the punishment for a repeat offender in Texas is 2 to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. In Mississippi, the penalty is a fine of no more than $500 and or a term of no more than 6 months in county jail. Not even prison. County jail. So Chris Beard has potentially saved himself $9,500 and a full 18 months of earning power.
Wow.
And so, I get why he did that. He's playing chess, not checkers.
The TV ratings were great for round one and two of the NCAA tournament. They were up like highest TV ratings since 93.
What?
In the first two rounds on Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, the highest since 93. But the Elite Eight down 30% from last year. Now, granted, the first game was a blowout. Right, the first game on Sunday was a blowout. It was Tennessee, Houston was a blowout. The first game last Sunday, last year, was Purdue, Tennessee. It went right down the wire. They had $10 million in that game. This year had $7 million. Duke, Bama had about $10 million Saturday night, slightly down. Sweet 16 was flat year to year. So while they love the big dogs of the first round, you know, advance it, they hated the blowouts of the second weekend.
Because we usually say when it comes to Sweet 16, Elite Eight, we want the chalk. We want the Cinderella early, then we want Cinderella to go bye-bye, and we want the big dogs, and we got all chalk that Peyton won't even be able to take advantage of.
Peyton certainly wants that. Here's the thing. I always felt like you want Cinderella up to the Elite Eight. I always felt like it was Final Four is where you'd want them out. And so maybe that's okay. Maybe they just were like, this is boring. There have been too many teams that have just checked the box all the way down here.
What would explain, though, the through-the-roof numbers for the first and second round when it feels like college basketball regular season is irrelevant?
Excited for the tournament, but the games weren't great. There was no, you only had, four or five?
Yeah, but what would explain through-the-roof rating?
The new way they count bar watching and things like that with the ratings. That's been the thing that keeps resetting it in every other sport the last couple of years.
To be up that high first time in 30 years and had the numbers like that's a lot. Because the game, like I said, the games were not, there was no buzzer beaters. You only had a couple of games decided by 4 points or less.
Yeah. It felt like a pretty mid tournament.
Yeah, it was just, it was there. It was like basketball
was on. Still happening.
Yeah, basketball was on. Basketball was on. And the Final Four is this weekend. The ratings were pretty good.
And why does San Antonio get the Final Four?
Oh, they're in a pretty steady rotation. They get it every 7 or 8 years. It's a good little city for the Final Four. They like it down there.
You think it's like the basketball version of Indy?
I don't know. I don't know that it's as walk. It's definitely not as connected.
No.
I like Indy as a city to host something like that more.
They actually
I don't know why.
Like,
do you not like San Antonio, Sean?
I was just wondering. Like, it's okay. Everything did feel pretty close to downtown.
They actually like the...
Too narrow. Very narrow. Riverwalk was very narrow. The Marketplace, which I liked... Felt like a nice party scene. Very narrow. I'm like, there's max capacity here. This is going to be like St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, they like the Alamo Dome, to be honest, because they feel that it's because it's smaller,
yeah,
but it's still a stadium.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a cavernous, you know, football stadium.
What about big old women in San Antonio?
Because some of the guys on that set, they were saying that is either the best this weekend, and Will Chambers stuck it to me, is that you picked the wrong weekend to go. This weekend, with all Final Four teams there, is the most electric sports atmosphere that there is. And I was a little jealous that
it's
I was
fun.
Not around that.
It's fun. It's
You've
fun.
Been there with the Final Four teams?
In San Antonio or not, in general?
Period.
Yeah.
Because you got all four fan bases mm-hmm. there all feeling like they can win the thing.
Yeah. I was in Indy for the 2010. That was West Virginia, Michigan State, Duke, and Butler. And Butler was right there. Right, they were in Indy.
Yeah.
And then I was in Houston for VCU, Kentucky, Butler, and UConn. That was cool. And then when it was here. So there was like three in a row right there. And it's really fun. It's a lot of fun that you get to go down to that. And the games are, I mean, the 2011 was terrible, but the 2010 game was phenomenal. The Duke-Butler game. That was really, really fun.
All right, speaking of the tournament, there's RJ with the college basketball kegger, the North Carolina Tar Heel, the former Dallas Maverick, and current college basketball analyst Bobby Belt is in love with him. Friend of the station, Brendan Haywood, joins us on Sean and RJ next.
A pass to Haywood, looking to get on the scoreboard with a hook shot. Rebound number 11, now he's on the board. Gets his own miss and put back.
We got breaking news here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. We have Brendan Haywood set to join us as well. Bobby was talking about a possibility to start off the show. That's why you got to be a member of the 6 a.m. Club. The Dallas Cowboys are trading for quarterback Joe Milton. Ooh, Bobby, what's the compensation?
It's Joe Milton and a seventh coming back to Dallas, and they're giving up one of a few fifth round picks they have from the comp. This is great value to me. The fact that you just send a fifth over, you get a seventh and Milton, guy with really high upside. That's a really great trade for the Cowboys.
Look, if he can figure out and realize that he doesn't need a driver for a chip shot, then he's the best arm in the sport. That's what they got. They got the best arm in the sport.
The Dallas Cowboys have a new backup quarterback in Joe Milton. We'll talk about it and dissect it right after the North Carolina Tar Heel college basketball and basketball analyst Brendan Haywood, the former Maverick NBA champion, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, big fella. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're reeling. We're still upset over the trade. How much have you heard from Mavs fans, and what is your thoughts on it months later?
I mean, obviously, Mavs fans were a little disappointed, very, very disappointed. And then the way the season went, Anthony Davis being hurt, even though he just came back at the big game winner last night, Kyrie going down. So the way things unfolded, the fan base is very upset right now. But I think it will all end up working itself out in the end.
How?
Well, if you get Anthony Davis and Kyrie healthy, there's a vision for what Nico Harrison wanted for this team. And right now, this team is just injured. This isn't a bad roster.
Yeah.
The team is hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look out there, whether it be Gafford, Lively, AD, all those guys have missed a ton of time, and Kyrie's hurt. So it hasn't really worked out. But to a certain degree, I understood why they did the deal. Let's say this. I understood why they did the deal. They didn't think that Luka had the championship habits. So you make that move, but maybe you do a deal where you get a little bit more in the trade. Like you might wait till the offseason and try to do a deal where you have more time. You can get like more draft picks, maybe more young players involved in a deal, because this is a guy that made five straight first-team All-NBAs, and that normally never happens.
Brandon, I'm not asking you to name names, but I'm curious, did you play with anyone that had the Luka doubts that Nico and the Mavericks have, where you're like, if they just did a couple of little things, they could win the championship, we could win the championship, or do you think some of that is overblown?
When you say, did I play with anybody that had the doubts, like, what do you mean?
Like, someone who, okay, maybe they didn't have the best conditioning or didn't give all the effort on defense, some of the doubts that the Mavericks traded Luka for. Did you play with anyone similar, super talent, all NBA, but maybe was coming? I'm asking, how much do the quote unquote little things really matter when you're that great?
Well, I think for Luka, it wasn't the little things, it was everything. To trade somebody that 25, 26 years old, that's made coming off of five straight all NBA selections, you're not trading him because of the little things. Like that, they might say that, like on some of these shows on TV, them, oh, it's because he drinks beer or hookah. That's not that. If you're 25 in your prime, they traded you because they don't like outside. They don't like any. They don't like most of the things about you. Mm-hmm. At 25, that means okay, we don't like the way you condition. We don't like the way that you take care of your body, the way you eat. We don't like the way that you lead. We don't like the way you talk to your teammates, the coaching staff, the support staff. We don't like the fact that you don't get back on defense. We don't like the fact that you don't play defense in the half court. The guy had a 50% blowout rate. Like, we don't like the fact that you don't like being coached about your defense. Like, if they trade you, if you see a young superstar get traded like this, it's not the little things. They don't like. They don't think you have championship level habits. And there are guys in this league. I like to call them. I'm not saying this is Luka, but there are guys in this league. I call them unserious superstars. And those guys have superstar talent, but they're unserious in so many aspects of the game that they're never going to win. They're unserious. You know, like, let's say if you're looking at Philly right now. Got some questions, right? We know the guy's talented. Is he going to show up in shape? Is he going to train? Is he going to eat the right things? Is he going to be on time? Is he going to be a leader? All those things seem like small things until you're trying to win and you realize, man, our best player doesn't embody any of those.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Things. You cannot be some of those. Everybody's not Steph Curry and Tim Duncan, you know, but you can't be everything negative. And that is why Luka got traded. And I think to a certain degree, maybe you jump the gun. Maybe you do that. Maybe you do a Luka trade, but maybe you just wait till the offseason so you can get more value.
Brendan Haywood joining us here, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most up-to-date game lines, futures, props on the Final Four. Real quick, is it, in your opinion, is 24, 25 years old too soon and too early in a superstar's career to make that kind of judgment on them?
I don't think it's too early. You've seen that kid since he's a rookie. You understand that you're going to have to pay the guy basically $70 million a year coming up soon. So you got to make the decision, right? Mm. I mean, and let's be honest. If you really, really, really paid attention to it, the writing, not, I won't say the writing had been on the wall, but the first sign was Rick Carlisle leaving. Rick Carlisle didn't get fired, he left. Mm. Why'd he leave? Why'd he leave? You know, you in Dallas. Why'd he leave? I'm asking you, because I'm asking, why did he leave?
Yeah, he and Luka did not get along.
Because he couldn't coach him. He couldn't cope like that. Rick Carlisle was like, you know what? I can't do this. Got up, left with the Indiana didn't, hey, listen, they didn't have Halliburton and all those guys back then. He just said it. So he took a downgrade in job because he's like, yo, I don't think he's it.
But Brandon, there's been a lot of guys in every sport that's been thought of as a difficult superstar, right? Like Mike early on with Phil in the Triangle and Kobe and Shaq and getting in shape, like the Lawrence Taylor doing what he did with Bill Parcells. Like there's a lot of diva tendencies with superstars in sports.
Oh, for sure. That's why I said you can't, if they traded you, they must think you're everything. Yeah. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Like you brought up Kobe, right? Kobe was hard to deal with. But you know why he was hard to deal with at times? But because he was there at 5 a.m., and was working harder than everybody else, you know what? We'll deal with it. His teammates looked at him like, we'll deal with that. Mm. The organization said, okay, you know what? He might be a little bit hard to deal with, but that's fine. This guy's one of the hardest workers.
Yeah.
But what happens when you're kind of hard to deal with and you're not one of the hardest workers?
Mm.
And you're not in shape. And you're not getting back on defense. And in the film session, everybody sees you're not getting back on defense, but then you don't want to hear about not getting back on defense.
Mm.
Like, these are the things, it's like, you can't be everything. As a superstar, I'm saying, like, I think Tim Duncan and Steph Curry, they're perfect. They work hard, they're good guys, they're leaders, they do everything perfect. And then you have imperfect stars. But then some guys, they just check so many boxes. It's like, I'll compare Luka to Joel Embiid, even though Luka went to the finals and Joel hasn't been. Like, why has Joel never been past the second round?
Right.
Got Brendan Haywood here joining us on 105.
Why is he always hurt? Like, you start looking at some of this. Like, can we win if our best player has so many negative characteristics as far as setting the culture? Who wins like that?
So, just for the record, because you're a friend of the station, you got Mavs fans who love you. You understand it. You're not saying you support the deal.
I'm saying that. I understand the questions that they had.
Okay.
I, per se, would have done a deal. If I'm moving a player like that, I would have done a different type of deal, but I would have considered it.
Okay.
But Luka's a luxury item now. And let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen luxury items go on sale? Have you ever been to the Louis Vuitton store and seen the clearance rack? Have you ever gone to Louis Vuitton and seen the clearance rack?
No.
Exactly. So what I'm telling you is, I might have considered trading Luka, but I would have not had a sale. I wouldn't have traded him for below market value. You ain't never been to Gucci and been like, you know what? Oh, man, they got 50% half off. Get the wife and kids. We got to go today. Today's the day. Nah. Luka is a luxury item NBA player. That type of talent should have never went on sale. And no disrespect to Anthony Davis or anybody else in that trade, but we know the deal for Luka was not what it should have been.
Mm.
There should have been more draft picks, maybe a higher-end young player. Like, if I'm doing that deal, I'm calling up Orlando, like, can I get Paolo, Suggs, and 4 first-rounders? That's what a deal that Brendan Haywood is trying to do is going to look like.
Brendan, really quickly, here in just the last minute or so, we got you. Final four, all number one seeds, second time in tournament history. How are you viewing this setup that we have here for the final four? And is Duke just the overwhelming favorite at this point, or is it closer than that?
Man, I love the setup. I think this is the best collection of number ones we've ever had. So much star power, big time players in this final four. Unfortunately, I think Duke is going to cut down the net. They're the best team, top five in offensive and defensive efficiency. I hate saying it. Grant Hill has been quite unruly in the group chat this year. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But it's looking like it's going to be Duke's year.
Brendan Haywood, as good as Bobby said he would be. We've heard him on the other shows here on the station. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you and enjoy the final games.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Brendan Haywood, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most up-to-date games, lines, futures, and props on the Final Four.
Woo! I had somebody had mentioned the Rick Carlisle thing like a couple days after this happened. Like, did we kind of get tipped out of this? And I think it's a really valid point about Rick. Like, coaches don't leave superstars.
Did Rick leave, though? I refresh my memory. Was that Rick's decision, or that was the organization saying we need to do something new?
I felt like
it was a mutual.
The way I recall that, because it was obviously kind of muddied and nobody, I remember it was surprising when it first happened. Everybody was kind of taken aback by it. But I think it was muddied and it was like a thing of just, it felt like both sides realized this is broken.
Yeah.
The way I remember it is he didn't remember Donnie had just gotten pushed out and that kind of hacked him off the way that happened. And it was that, and then probably maybe a little bit of Luka, and then maybe a little bit of the new owner, you know, the new GM coming in. Nico was going to come in and wanted his own guy. But yeah, I mean, I think technically Rick left.
I think, he sounds like it sounds like Brendan Haywood is a big supporter of Nico Harrison. It sounds like he sees a lot of what he's talking about.
Well, that's why Bobby couldn't even say it without his eyes rolling.
I mean, he was a Nike athlete who used to be repped with Nike.
Well, that's why I wanted to clarify, though. Like, and he said at the end what many of us said in the beginning. Like, okay, you want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
The real fury and anger is the compensation. And
listen, there's no such thing as an untouchable player in sport. Patrick Mahomes is tradable. If the Chiefs wanted to trade Patrick Mahomes, they can trade Patrick Mahomes. Now, the problem is that you got to get the proper compensation for him.
Right.
But if they offered Kansas City 15 first-round draft picks, like Patrick Mahomes is tradable.
I think Brandon was trying to explain. I mean, he did explain Nico's mindset, like all the little things. Kobe Bryant can be a pain in the ass, but Kobe's going to be the hardest worker. Yeah. I love that he called out Embiid right there in that interview. Embiid's having like another surgery. Anyway, more on that. I know it's salt in the wound. Listener survey said don't talk Mavs. The breaking news, thanks to Alec Medford in the building, Josh Clark in the building, all the great teammates sending us the breaking news, and we're all pretty excited about this. This is refreshing. The Dallas Cowboys have traded a fifth-round pick for Patriot quarterback Joe Milton and a seventh. So it's a fifth for Joe Milton and a seventh. We did the exercise in the 6 a.m. Club Choppy. What would the draft pick be that you'd feel okay giving up for a project or a backup versus just sticking in there and making the selection? And I was a little leery talking fourth for Milton, who was originally drafted in the sixth, a fifth rounder, and you get a seventh back. I like it. I like that value.
It's good. And you're getting a quarterback. Quarterbacks.
And now that pressure to find that quarterback that Steven says always goes before we think they're going to go, that's all. That's gone.
They don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry about picking a quarterback. Now, if like, you know, if one falls in their lap, they can still take one.
Yeah.
You know, you can still take one if one falls in your lap. But yeah, the reality is that, like if Shador drops to 12, I suppose if they wanted to, I suppose they could. But this is an upside move. This is to me how you want to approach your backup quarterback. I don't want to pay the backup $6 million.
Give us what you remember about him from college coming out. And then Bobby, your scouting report on him that you had.
He's an animal. I don't believe that I could stand next to Joe Milton and even remotely think
I'm a man
that we're of even the same species. Like, this guy is just built differently. Josh Allen wishes he was Joe Milton.
Wow.
Slow down. Joe Milton is such a tank. He's got the best arm in the sport. He's a unit. He has one deficiency. It's like the Billy Bean, the Moneyball thing. This is Joe Milton. He is 6'5", 260 pounds. His only deficiency is he throws the most majestic incomplete passes you've ever seen.
Yeah.
He throws on a 10-yard out, he throws it 48 yards down the sideline. He throws the ball so he will break fingers. He doesn't know where the ball's going. He has no idea.
I remember someone telling me during the draft process that this is both meant as a praise, I think, of Joe Milton and a little bit of a maybe dig or basically criticism of how high up the rest of the league had Anthony Richardson. But somebody told me they were like, I don't see much daylight between Milton and Anthony Richardson.
Wow.
Like, to me, that's they're both the same type of player, which are just incredible athletes, big time traits. They don't know how to put it together. You are going to have to see. And that's a big question. That's not just a little thing of like, oh, we'll just teach him to play football. No, there's a lot that's going to go into this. But if you want to just talk about built in a lab type of traits, Joe Milton's got it. The problem is that he is the very bottom rung in terms of where he's at, in terms of his polish and how advanced he is with his processing and different things like that.
Is he as unpolished as Trey Lance?
No, he played a lot more than Trey in college.
Yeah, but I might say he's more.
More what?
Unpolished.
Yeah, he doesn't even know.
He's
what the
very
polish.
Raw.
He can't even find the polish either. You send him to AutoZone, he wouldn't even know where to look.
Caleb Williams couldn't help him with the polish.
No, there is no polish, man. Like, there's none. Like, again, like
he looks more raw than Richardson, or as raw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He played more than Richardson in college.
Yeah.
Richardson only played what 15 games.
He's very raw, but he's. I mean, all the traits are there. I'm absolutely in favor of if they would have given up this fourth round pick. That they gave up for Trey Lance. If they would have just given up that flat pick for Milton that they did for Lance, I would have been happy with the trade. I was never happy with the Lance trade. So to me, Milton, the upside is so much greater, and you can hone something more realistic into a potential player with Milton.
He ran a 4.62, 35-inch vert, broad jump of 10 feet.
I was expecting even faster than 4.6.
Yeah, he's just tanking.
How big? Weight?
He's 6'5", 235. His wingspan's 80 inches. If you look at his percentile among quarterbacks in the NFL, he is in the 90th percentile or higher in height, weight, wingspan, arm length, hand size, vertical jump, and broad jump among quarterbacks.
We continue to cover the breaking news. Joe Milton is your new Cowboys backup quarterback. Let's discuss it with the KNC Masterpiece next. Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece with the breaking news. That
we got the World Cup in 2031. Woo! Is that not breaking news?
World Cup's an even year thing.
For the ladies. No.
The Cowboys have traded for Patriots former quarterback.
Damn.
Joe Milton, Tennessee Volunteer. And they gave up a fifth-round pick while also getting a seventh in return. Immediate thoughts, Corey Majors. I like that hat.
Thank you very much. I got it at the game the other day. The opening day Rangers game.
And it says good?
Yeah, this is good. It's a brand. It's a golf brand, I believe. And it's got the Rangers logo on the side.
Okay. So.
They're going to spare us death next week with golf, right?
You had this one too?
Mm-hmm. I got it last year.
Nice. But then maybe that's where she was just like, hey, I'll give it. Anyway.
What a sideswipe comment.
They're a competitor. They're a competitor.
I got it last year.
Oh, to Bogey Bros?
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know.
That's
yeah.
So fall of 99.
I don't care.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I have trouble matching.
Rangers won you. I do too.
Trouble matching.
Look at where I'm wearing
today. What do you
think
about Milton?
6'5", big. He looks, watch him run into the end zone off a read option. He looks just like Cam Newton. Then you watch him roll out and throw it across the entire field for a touchdown, and every coach is going, never throw it across the field. He's like, it was a 48-yard touchdown. They're like, still don't do that. And he's like, but look, it just worked. He was wide open. So there are going to be things that he's still got to learn. It's kind of like, in my mind, Kamar Rocker. Rocker, as good as he is, still has a lot of baseball to learn.
He's a beast.
Yeah, as really as beastly as he is, he's got a lot to learn about the game at this level, and Milton still has a lot to learn about the game at this level, the nuances that come along with it. And if he can learn that while watching him as observing Dak, get into the film room and study a lot, he'll be a beneficial backup for, what, 6-7 games this year? I mean, that's likely going to happen. So
if that happens, Pittman's catching more passes from Milton in the front row than CD is in these games.
Oh. But they, I mean, it, they,
that Pittman?
Yeah.
This is one of those moments, though, where they said, we need this. Instead of having to get it in the draft, we'll get something that's already been in the NFL for 1 year.
All right, Bobby, your life is on the line for an accuracy contest.
Mm-hmm.
It's the old NFL quarterback challenge,
mm-hmm.
and you have to answer.
Yep.
Trey Lance or Joe Milton?
Lance.
Oh.
But, I mean, look, here's the all of the tools are actually there. Like
well,
I always,
supposed to be with Trey, too.
But it's no, so but much I, more majestic with Joe. I mean, these, I'm telling you,
he's
these
right
are the
about
most
that.
Majestic incomplete passes you're ever going to see.
He's, I like that.
He's a little like he's a little like Joey Gallo at the plate. Like, he will run into the baseball and you're like, how the hell do you hit the ball 500 feet? And then he won't hit the ball at all for the next 2 weeks.
Not really sure I understand your reference. Joey Gallo is a pitcher.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, exactly.
I understand. Exactly.
In his game where he threw 22 of 29, there was a lot of rollout easy stuff, kind of like they did for Dak, you know, when they were like, look, we'll get these rollouts to the tight ends.
Rookie.
And things. Yeah.
If you get Joe on the movies, he can throw the move. If you set him back in the pocket, we'll be at camp next year videoing. He'll throw the pass. We will tweet the video, and it will fall incomplete after we've posted the video. On social media. Nice.
He's got hang time on his throws.
He's got hang time for days.
He will. I mean, he's honestly, it's like Brett Favre velocity throwing the ball with him. It's absurd the type of talent that exists with him. It's just, can he put it together? I think there's nothing to hate about this trade to me.
It's great.
It's 100% worth it, and 100% worth rolling the dice on and seeing if you can develop him a little bit. I think it's a perfect trade to make.
Alec Medford continuing to crush it. Why is he sending me this stuff before you, Peyton? Joe Milton tells Jordan Schultz, my family grew up a Cowboys fan. My mom always had a Cowboys shirt on. She always talked about them. Living in Texas has been a longtime dream of mine.
Oh, I love it.
And now I'm with them. I'm ready to work.
They've been working on him for a while, too. They've been researching him.
Yeah, we talked about this a few weeks ago.
This
goes back to January, I think, where Schottenheimer was doing study on him.
He's a Dak Jalen Hurts level dude, too. Like, Hurts got, like, benched.
It's a pretty big gap.
A good guy?
Yeah. Hurts got, like, remember, Hurts got benched at Bama, stuck around the next year. Didn't complain.
Couldn't talk to his head coach in Philadelphia. Was actually kind of a malcontent. Well, notorious in Texas high school football circles for being a total diva.
Yeah, now he's not. But I'm talking about Bama. And Milton lost his job to Hooker and moved in with him.
RJ, Corey wants to be quiet.
In 2024, Joe Milton tied Josh Allen's record for the fastest throw in combine history at 62 miles per hour.
Whoa!
So he can throw it hard.
What's the point where you're like,
it's too hard?
I'm not going to catch that. You threw the ball too damn hard.
Stafford threw one the other day at DeChambeau, and I thought he broke Bryson's chest out on the golf course. It's like, holy crap. But Kevin, you are satisfied. You're happy with the value.
I love it. I think it's good value. And also, there were multiple Patriots beat reporters that in training camp last year thought early on Milton was ahead of Drake May until they were like, well, we can't freaking start him. That would be problematic. So I like it. I'm excited.
Corey, what else is coming up on the show today?
Guys, at 11, this is huge. This is huge.
Huge.
11 o'clock today. He just closed a deal for another Friday movie. Ice Cube will join us.
Whoa.
Yes. Ice Cube, who
so
I once.
Today is going to be a good day.
Been once called Doughboy because
Fridays
my buddy
from
bet
now?
Me a wood. What's that?
It's called Two Fridays.
It'll
from
be
now.
The fourth Friday.
The last
so
Friday.
Last Friday. Yeah, the Friday. Fourth Friday of the month. I don't know. One of those two things.
Is he coming in?
No, it'll be fun.
Okay. Tell him what happened last time he was on.
Call him Doughboy because my buddy bet me I wouldn't. He literally has a line in one of his rap songs says, don't call me Doughboy. And I said it. And Kevin, do you remember what Mike's assessment of that was? He said something along the lines of, he didn't look pissed, but he also didn't look happy. So I'm kind of concerned if he remembers this from last time. But we were on Zoom last time, so maybe he's just going to be like, I don't know. I can't see the guy's face.
Yeah, Doughboy's got a temper. I wouldn't push him.
Exactly. So. Exactly. So I'm really looking forward to it today. Really
is Chris Tucker
forward.
In this?
We'll find out. You know, we're going to talk with Ice Cube today at 11.
Yeah, the first one is all-time great. I love it. So many lines. I still stop down and watch it. Was there two and three?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen is the third one the Christmas one? Or is that?
I've never seen any of them.
What?
Excuse me? Why not?
I've never seen any of them.
What's
the reason?
You haven't
seen the first Friday?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know. I just never got around to it.
Seems
what you should.
I mean, it seems like something that you would totally pose about. Like,
yeah, you no, even when you ain't have no job and you ain't have S to do?
Nope. Didn't see it. Never saw it.
You're going to get knocked the F out.
It's literally right up your alley.
I know this. You remember Brad Kaya, the quarterback at Miami about a decade ago? His mom is Felicia.
Oh, really?
I do know that. That's my one Friday fun fact.
It's Friday, next Friday, Friday after next. Looks like this one's going to be called, oh, no, that was last Friday, maybe, there is potential. So,
does Chris Tucker have to be in it for you to be all in?
Has he been in any of the other two?
No.
I don't remember him. I remember Mike Epps was in them.
Mike Epps was in them.
I love Mike Epps. He's hilarious.
Yeah, I would love to see Chris Tucker back. We'll ask that question.
Because we had the dad on, right? Clarence Witherspoon.
Don't go in that bathroom for 35.
He died. He passed away.
Yeah, we did. We had him in.
He
was in studio, right?
Yep.
That's right.
Kevin, are you buying Jack Leiter stock? Is it time? Do you feel good about it? With the stock market in such great shape today.
Oh my gosh, for real, dude.
Are you hurting, Corey?
I just saw a lot of red when I opened the app. So,
have you guys checked your 401k this morning?
No, I'm afraid.
Who cares? Are you retiring today?
See, that's exactly
what matter.
That's why Warren Buffett said.
Like, never. I trust him. That's what Warren Buffett said. He goes, "You lost $1 billion today." He goes, "No, I didn't. I'm not selling today." So you lost nothing.
Okay. I like that perspective.
Should I make a joke that I didn't watch the game and Jared's going to call me? Or are we not? We're not doing that.
No,
right?
We're not doing
that.
You didn't watch the game? You're just like, I just have a day off?
I'm kidding. I watched the game. That was
awesome yesterday.
I'm absolutely buying Jack Leiter stock because, I mean, adding the little kick change is great, but you've seen him be more relaxed to start the game, and he's starting to... The fact that he threw so many off-speed pitches yesterday because Nate Eovaldi was like, hey, they're vulnerable to that, I thought was tremendous.
Yeah, he followed that perfectly. You know, and he even said that when he was on with G-Bag. He was like, no, it's great to be right behind Eovaldi because he can kind of show me the path. We're both righties and everything. We throw similar type stuff. So that was awesome to hear. But then he goes out there and trusts the plan. And Eovaldi said that, too, on the pregame show yesterday. He's like, we had a great plan for Cincinnati. And I just went out there and did the plan. We didn't even have to trick it up very much. I just did what we thought. So that was a great thing. But he's not just saying, I got to burn everything by you. He's taking a little bit off, setting them up, really setting them up with his location. And that's something I'm really excited about because that's a future arm that's really growing into something. And as we discussed yesterday, maybe we pushed him a little too soon because we started seeing some other guys go up early. But what's the history of it? Is guy gets drafted, it might be 5 years before you even see him. And now here we are.
Are Carmelo Anthony and Dwight Howard Hall of Famers on their NBA careers alone?
Hey, I'm going to answer your question.
With a question?
Doesn't appreciate sound like you're going to, like, the way you're saying
given
this.
The events of the last 24 hours, isn't that really weird that this is when that news came down that Carmelo Anthony is going into the NBA Hall of Fame or the Basketball Hall of Fame and that Carmelo with a K, Anthony, is the person who's being accused of murdering that kid in Frisco. Like, that's bizarre to me.
Are you trying to say there's a conspiracy?
No. Okay. No conspiracy. Okay. I think it's just weird that, like,
just creepy timing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, what was your question again?
Do they deserve to be in off their NBA careers?
Carmelo, I think, does. And now I'll say they both do.
Corey?
Yeah, they both do. Carmelo, despite never winning a championship, was an elite scorer. And Dwight Howard he was a dominant figure for a period of time.
Carmelo or Westbrook?
Oh, and because college, and Carmelo gets that for what
no,
he
no, but just
year.
NBA.
But just NBA.
NBA career.
Oh, NBA career. What was the question?
Oh, my God.
I think Carmelo over Westbrook.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think Westbrook, just because of the nature of the Basketball Hall of Fame, will make it as well.
Oh, he's going to make it, but I'm just saying, in your mind, deserve. From now on, whenever we talk NBA on this show, NBA Basketball Hall of Fame.
Put it in the Football or Baseball Hall of Fame. Like,
talk about their NBA career. I don't care about Carmelo in the Olympics or their college career and stuff, or whether they will get in. Are they in your mind?
I think so. I needed to look back a little bit more on Westbrook now because I don't remember who it was. Was it Nick Wright that put the burn on him? It was like, he hasn't been part of winning basketball in 10 years. And I was like, oh, man, that feels true. But I didn't actually do the research.
But he's so athletic. You want him on your team most of the time. Yeah,
I guess. But I think he's a Hall of Famer probably, too. First triple-double for a season we've seen since Oscar? I think so.
Oscar who?
Oscar Robertson.
Okay. I thought he was Meyer. Pistorius. Also.
I was just going to see if he actually... He looked like he was hesitant and couldn't remember the last name Robertson.
Will you watch Friday?
It's yeah, not I'll as, watch it. No, I'm not against it. I just haven't gotten around to it.
It's not as up your alley as Eastbound and Down is for you, RJ. It's criminal.
Oh, my God. I could see that.
And you've never seen Wolf of Wall Street. That's pretty criminal. That's amazing.
Yeah, I've never seen Entourage
you.
Either.
That's you.
What?
You that are Entourage. Feels like that,
yeah, it was based
you
on
you. You are many.
What part was based on him? Who is he?
The obnoxiousness.
Oh.
I was going to say.
A little bit of all of them.
He's Johnny.
He's Entourage without the fame.
You Johnny and Turtle.
You think he's Turtle?
Yeah, he's got the ability to think forward on things.
Like that.
See, and that's the driver.
Turtle turns out to be awesome.
I don't need to.
I think you're Johnny Drama.
Sure. I mean,
I could definitely see that.
My kid would probably think that's a porn star.
Will you yell out victory?
No. He wouldn't think that because he knows who they are.
That's right.
He wouldn't guess.
All right, let's get out of here. We're back tomorrow.
Are you disappointed in this crosstalk?
Kind of. You guys tried to derail it.
What was your question?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.